This English lesson for economists looks at the word bailout and other related vocabulary. Hi friends, this is the first English for Economists podcast in over a month. I'm sorry to have been away. I was visiting the very beautiful region of Normandy, France. So a special hello to all of our economist friends in France. You have a lovely country. And of course, the food there is absolutely terrific. It was a very enjoyable trip. It was particularly interesting to see how the French are managing the current fuel crisis provoked by Russia's war in Ukraine. Did you know that France gets more than 70% of their electricity from nuclear reactors, which has given them a little more breathing room than some of their neighbors? There is also an important component of hydroelectric and other renewable energies. So while the French might feel the pain at the gas pump when they fill up their cars, it looks like this year their electricity bills are going to be under control. Well, coincidentally, our topic today, bailouts, is also partly related to the fuel crisis. So what is a bailout? According to the Oxford Dictionary, a bailout is the act of giving financial assistance to a failing business or economy to save it from collapse. Now, a recent headline in The Economist magazine titled, "The World Enters a New Era, Bailouts for Everyone," details how there's been a growing trend over the past 15 years for politicians to generously disperse public funds to help out companies, and now even individuals, in the wake of the different crises, such as the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009, and the crises provoked by the COVID-19 pandemic, and recently the spike in the price of fuel. Hey, did you hear how I used the word wake just now? I said, in the wake of different crises. Wake means in the aftermath, or in other words, something that follows something else. In the wake of different crises. And hear the pronunciation of crises? Well, crises, of course, is the plural of crisis. Crisis, crises. Anyway, I digress with that. Let me get back to bailout. Now, you'll be interested to know that the origin of the word bailout was the act of removing water from the hull of a ship with a bucket so it wouldn't sink. By bailing out the ship, you would save it. It is ironic that now, instead of pouring water out of a ship, bailing out means to pour money into something. The article, which I've linked to in the show notes, states, "Today's governments have introduced some measures to cut consumption, but mainly they have turned on the fiscal taps." Fiscal taps. You might recognize the word tap from your bathroom sink. You turn on the tap to get water. Well, in this case, the fiscal taps refers to government spending. The article goes on to say this: "America has spent too, if on a smaller scale. State governors are doling out gas cards and suspending fuel taxes to help people refill." Dole out? Well, dole out means to hand out, to distribute rather freely. State governors are doling out gas cards. Friends, since there's little evidence to suggest a change in political attitude, this is all super useful vocabulary. We'll be using these words into the near future for sure. So remember this, bailout, to give financial assistance to companies. Fiscal taps, that's the government spending. Dole out, to hand out, to give away. Friends, that's all for now. Visit the webpage, englishforeconomists.com, where you will find lesson notes for this podcast, and you can subscribe there to receive alerts, so you'll never miss a podcast in the future. And of course, I will also be able to notify you about new courses. I'll be back with another lesson soon. This is Alan Robert. Take care.